Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming leaders praise repeal of federal climate rule. Environmental groups promise legal fight. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming leaders are celebrating after the Trump administration repealed a major federal climate rule that has guided emissions regulations for more than a decade. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Environmental Protection Agency this week eliminated the 2009 endangerment finding, which declared greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide a threat to public health and allowed federal regulators to limit emissions from vehicles. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin called the move the largest deregulatory action in U.S. history, claiming it will reduce regulatory costs and ease pressure on American energy industries. Wyoming's congressional delegation quickly praised the decision. In a statement, U.S. Senator John Barrasso said the rule was based on politics rather than science and accused previous administrations of using it to justify regulations that hurt jobs. Senator Cynthia Lummis called the repeal a victory against federal overreach, while Representative Harriet Hageman said the action will help protect Wyoming energy production and grid reliability. Energy leaders in Gillette also welcomed the move. Rusty Bell of Energy Capital Economic Development said coal remains critical to national security and future electricity demand, especially as artificial intelligence and data centers require more power. But environmental groups strongly oppose the repeal. Advocates argue the endangerment finding is backed by decades of scientific evidence and warn the decision will face immediate legal challenges. The rule change marks a major shift in federal climate policy with significant implications for Wyoming's coal, oil, and natural gas industries. Wyoming Supreme Court hears arguments on public funds for private education. The debate over public money in private education moved to the state's highest court this week. Attorneys appeared before the Wyoming Supreme Court to argue whether Wyoming's school choice scholarship program violates the state constitution. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, at issue is a law passed by the legislature that allows public funds to be used for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Opponents argue the program diverts taxpayer dollars away from Wyoming's constitutionally mandated public school system. They contend the state has a duty to fully fund public education first. Supporters of the program say it gives parents more control and flexibility over their children's education. They argue the scholarships expand opportunity without dismantling the public system. The case stems from a lower court ruling that temporarily blocked the program from taking effect, citing constitutional concerns. The Supreme Court's decision could determine whether school choice efforts in Wyoming move forward or face permanent restrictions. A ruling is expected later this year with significant implications for public education funding statewide. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.